Shlishi. Uli Yosef Omar, and about Yosef, Moshe said, Mivareches Hashem Artoi, blessed by Hashem is his land. The land of Yosef was the most blessed from all the lands in Eretz Yisrael. Mimeged Shomayim Mitol, from the delicacies of the heaven, from dew, Umitahoyim, and from the depths, Revetes Tochas, of that which lies beneath. Which means that the depths, the waters below the earth, will come up and irrigate the land. Umimeged, and from the delicacies, Tevuei Shomesh, of the sun's crop, which means the land of Yosef was exposed to the sun with many hillsides, and therefore the sun would shine on the crop and shine on the fruits and cause them to ripen and be very sweet. Umimeged Gerash Yerochim, and from the delicacies of the fruit that are brought forth from the moon, because the moon causes certain fruits and certain vegetables to ripen, like cucumbers and pumpkins, which ripen because of the power of the moon. Umimeged, and from the delicacies Gerash Yerochim, from that which is brought forth because of the moon. Umeirosh, and the land of Yosef is blessed by being the first to ripen its fruit. Harare Kedem, they are the first mountains to ripen their fruit. Or according to Rashi's second pshat, Harare Kedem, the mountains of Yosef, were the first mountains to be created. Umimeged, and from the delicacies, Givois Olam, of the hills that give out fruit forever. Even if there is no rain, these hills still produce fruit. Umimeged, and from the delicacies, Eretz Umalo'o, the land and its fullness, and his land should be blessed, Uritzoin, with the goodwill, Sheikh Nisne, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who appeared to me the first time, resting in a bush. Tavoisa L'Rosh Yosef, these brachos should come upon the head of Yosef, Ulekodkoid, and on the head, Nizir Echov, of the one who was separated from his brothers through the Mechira. From Yosef will come out, Bechor, the Great One, referring to Yahushua, Shoroi, who will be strong like an ox, to conquer the kings of Canaan. Hodoloi, glory will be to him, because the Karni Ahoid, the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu, was given over to Yahushua. Pnei Moshe kipnei Achamo, upnei Yahushua kipnei Levono. The Karni Re'im Karnov, and his horns will be as beautiful as the horns of the Re'im. Moshe said that he will have the power of Ashar, and the beauty of the horns of the Re'im. Bohem, with these horns, Amim Yenagach Yachtov, he will gore nations together, Afse Oretz, from the ends of the earth. And although Yahushua only conquered Eretz Yisrael, so how can the Pasuk say Afse Oretz from the ends of the earth? Rashi explains, because the 31 kings of Eretz Yisrael were not just kings in Eretz Yisrael. They actually were kings all over the world. They just had palaces in Eretz Yisrael. So when Yahushua killed these 31 kings, he actually killed Afse Oretz, the kings from the ends of the earth. The Haim and they, these people that will be gored with these horns, will be Rivavois, the tens of thousands Ephraim that will be destroyed by Yahushua, who came from Ephraim. The Haim, and they will be Alfei, the thousands Menashe, who will be destroyed by Gidoin, who came from Menashe. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mivareches Hashem Artoi, blessed by Hashem is his land, Shelohois Benachas HaShvotim, because there was no other inheritance among all the Shvotim, Eretz Malaya Kol Tov, a land that is filled with all good, Ke'artzu Shel Yosef, like the land of Yosef. Mimeged, Zog Rashi Loshen Adonim Umesek, a Loshen of delicacies and sweets, Umitahoim, and from the depths, She'atahoim Oile, because the water underneath came up, Umalachlach Oisam Lamato, and irrigated it from beneath. Zog Rashi Atamoitze B'chol HaShvotim, you find by all the Shvotim, Birchosei Shel Moshe Me'ein Birchosei Shel Yaakov. The bracha of Moshe that he gave over here is similar to the bracha that Yaakov gave in Parshas Vayechi. Because over here it says, by Yosef, Mibeget Shemayim Itol Umitahoim Revetes Tochas. And Yaakov said in Parshas Vayechi concerning Yosef, Birchoi Shemayim Me'ol Ubirchoi Tahoim Revetes Tochas. So we see that the brachas are very similar. Zakrashi Umimeget Tvuay Shomech, and from the delicacies of the sun's crop, Shehoisa Artsoi Pesucha Lechamo, because Yosef's land was opened and exposed to the sun. Umam tekes ha-peiros, and the sun made the peiros sweet. Gerash Yerochim, that which is brought forth by the moon. Yesh peiros shehalavonam levashloson. There are fruits that the moon ripens. The eluhen, and these are kishuin udaluin, cucumbers and pumpkins. Shehaoreth megareshes umoitzia mechoidesh lechoidesh, which the land brings forth from month to month because of the moon. Zakrashi umeirosh harare kedem, and the land of Yosef is blessed, may Rashis Bishul HaPeiros, to be the first to ripen its fruit. Shehararehu, because her mountains, Makdimin Levaker Bishul Periseim, are the first to ripen their fruits. According to this pshat, Roish and Kedem are coming to say that the fields and mountains of Yosef are the first to ripen their fruit. Davacher, another pshat in the word Kedem, Magid comes to teach us, Shekodma Briyosan Lashar Harim, that the mountains of Yosef were created first, were created before other mountains. Givois Olam, the everlasting hills, Givois hills, Ha'oisais Peris La'olam, that produce fruit forever. The Einon Poiskois, and they do not stop, Me'oitzer Hageshamim, just because there is a lack of rain. Zok Rashi Uritzoin Shoichni Sineh, and Rashi is bothered by the extra yud in the word Shoichni, K'moi, it is as if it says Shoichin Sineh without the yud. And we find many times there is an extra yud in a word, like we see in Parshas Vayechi, Perik Memtes, Posuk Yud Aleph, on the Posuk Oisri Lagefen Iroi Velasoireka Beni Asoinoi, the word Oisri has an extra yud, it should have said Oiser, and the word Beni should have been written Ben Asoinoi, and so too in Parshas Beshalach, by the Shira, Perik Tesvav, Posuk Beis, on the Posuk Ozi Vizimras Ka, the word Ozi has an extra yud, and also by the Shira, in Perik Tesvav, Posuk Vav, where it says Yeminecho Hashem Nedori Bakoyach, it should have said Nedor without the yud. So too over here, Shoich Nisneh is as if it says Shoichein Sineh. And Rashi goes further to explain the Pasuk, Utehei Artsoi Mivureches, and the land of Yosef should be blessed, Meritzoinoi Venachas Ruchoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the goodwill of Hashem, Hanigla Olai Tchila Besneh, who appeared to me the first time from the Sneh. Ritzoin means Nachas Ruach, contentment, Upios, and being pleased with. Techein Kol Rotzin Shebemikro, and so does the word Rotzin mean in all Psukim. Tavoisa bracha zu l'Rosh Yosef, this bracha should come on the head of Yosef, and on the head of Nazir Echov, the one that was separated from his brother, Shehufrash me'echov b'mechirosoi, he was separated from his brothers through the mechira, through the sale. Zakrashi b'chor sharoi, yesh b'chor shehu lashon gedula u'malchus. Sometimes the word b'chor does not mean a firstborn, but rather a lashon of greatness and a lashon of being a melech. Shenema, like the pasuk says, afani b'chor etneu, I will also make him into a b'chor, which means I will make him into a great person. V'chein, and so does it say, b'ni b'chor Yisrael, my son, my great son, is Klal Yisrael. So we see b'chor means a lashon of gedula u'malchus. So Rashi, b'chor, who is this great person? Melech hayoytze mimenu, the king that will come out from Yosef. V'hu Yahushua, this is Yahushua who came from Shevet Ephraim. Shoyroi, shekoichai kosha kishar, his strength was strong like an ox, lichboish kama melochim, to conquer many kings. Hodor loy, glory to him. Nosen loy, the glory was given to him. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, V'nosato, and you, Moshe, shall give, mehoidecho, from your glory, olav on Yahushua. The karne re'im karnov, and the horns of a re'im are his horns. Shar koichai kosha, a shar is very strong, ve'in karnov no'ois. However, his horns are not beautiful. Avo re'im karnov no'ois, ve'in koichai kosha. Re'im has beautiful horns, but he is not strong. Nosan li Yoshua, he gave to Yoshua, koichai shel shar, the strength of the ox, v'yoifi karne re'im, and the beauty of the horns of the re'im. And he gored with them afse oretz, the kings from the ends of the world. Zakrashi lamed aleph melochim, the 31 kings of Canaan, efshar shekula me'eretz Yisrael hayu, is it possible that all of them only ruled in Eretz Yisrael? That can't be, because if you take Eretz Yisrael, which is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and divide it 31 ways, each king would only get a small portion. So to say that Yeshua conquered 31 kings who only ruled over such small areas does not make Yeshua very strong. Ella rather, ein lecho kol melech v'shiltein, there is no king or ruler in the world, shelekonoloi palterin v'achuza b'Eretz Yisrael, who did not buy a palace or a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, shechashuva lekulam, because Eretz Yisrael was important to all of them. So in essence, when Yeshua captured the 31 kings of Canaan, he actually captured kings from all over the world. And that's what the pasuk means, yinagach yachtov afse oretz, he gored together the kings from the ends of the world. He shenemar, this is what the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, nachlas svi, Eretz Yisrael is a land that is desired, tzivois goyim, by the multitudes of nations. V'heim rivavois Ephraim, zakrashi oisam hamanugachim, those that became gored, heim harovovois, they are the tens of thousands, shehorag Yeshua, that Yeshua killed, shebom me'Ephraim, Yeshua who came from Ephraim. V'heim alfim minashe, heim ho'alofim, those are the thousands, Shehora Gidon, that Gidon killed Bemidron, and Gidon came from Menashe. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vezevach v'Tzalmoino, and the king Zevach and Tzalmoino, who were the kings of Midron, Bekarkar, were in Karkar, when Gidon killed the thousands of people.